The legislation would expand the Brown versus Board of Education National Historic Site in Topeka, Kansas, and designate National Park Service affiliated areas in other states, including Delaware. Three sites in Delaware will be included: Old Claymont High School in Claymont, Howard High School in Wilmington, and Hokesson School No. 107C in Hokesson. Coons explained how Delaware's involvement in a landmark decision striking down separate but equal education started.
There were two cases, Belton versus Gephardt, which involved the desegregation of the Claymont High School, and Beulah versus Gephardt.
Coons adds that second case started with a mother advocating for her daughter to attorney Louis L. Redding Jr.
She reached out to him and said that the bus going by our home to take kids in Hokesson to the white school, why can't they just stop and pick up my daughter and make it possible for her to go more easily to the so-called colored school? And lawyer Redding retorted and said, I'm not going to fight for her to get just a seat on the bus. I'm going to fight for her to get a better school.
The two cases were combined and then became part of the Brown versus Board of Education case and ruling. The National Trust for Historic Preservation helped craft the legislation to help more fully tell the Brown versus Board of Education story. Joe Irizarry, Delaware Public Media.